Khanh nói kìa. Nói tiếng Việt kìa.
Ahead of a weekday lunch rush, Bac Lien Ly is seated at the far end of a spacious banquet room of the Vietnam Garden. She first opened the Richmond area restaurant in the early 1990s.
Bác Khang còn phải không?
Yeah.
Bác Khang còn gì?
Bác Khang tại bà nội bà.
Sitting beside Lee are her two daughters. She smiles softly and coaxes them to converse in Vietnamese.
Rồi Khang, gì? Con nói gì?
Bà nói mình quên nói lại ở bên Việt Nam có Tết vui với lại có mua lần and bán đồ ăn ở ngoài.
Lee says it's been tough trying to balance being a wife, a restaurateur, and a parent to children who are growing up in another country and culture.
And they're good kids, but we had differences in my background and their background is different. But they understand most of the culture because I able the thing I'm proud about myself is I still keep them in the culture line.
Lee arrived in the United States only after her mother encouraged her to flee Vietnam's post-war communist regime. She says planning for college or a career wasn't an option.
You don't sit there and say, what I'm going to do with my future, where do I want to go? You don't do that. You know, you just go with the float. And that's how it is with a lot of people. We don't have our dream. You can't dream because we survive and we are survivor. So we don't want to dream. We just want to survive.
So at age 16, Lee risked imprisonment and death to try to reach the U.S. with her uncle and brother.
I left the country by boat. We escaped from Vietnam. And I got to Indonesia 1984 of February. And I stayed in the camp, they call refugee camp, for almost a year there. And I arrived to the United States here in Richmond, Virginia, 1985 of February.
Shortly after arriving, Lee started high school and worked odd jobs to get by. In between babysitting, cleaning houses, and starting a restaurant, she met her husband, who was also a Vietnamese refugee, and they became parents.
You know, I don't have the teenager fun, so I try to tell my kids. I give it all to them. They're gonna have whatever that, you know, I can support them.
Like many parents, she sometimes wonders if anything she shares about her life resonates with her kids, three girls who are first-generation Vietnamese-Americans.
Their childhood, yeah, their like teenage years and everything, is a lot different than ours, a lot harder.
Lee's middle daughter, Nhi, says she's heard her mother's story a lot, but even still, she marvels at her parents' ability to adapt.
They didn't even know English, so imagine how hard it was just to like get around. And then they were in high school around that age, so they couldn't do much either. And I don't know how they did it, but...
Lee's oldest daughter, Tam, agrees with her sister and says they've inherited many benefits from their parents' experience. Speaking via Skype from Newport News, she says one of the biggest advantages is being bicultural.
Knowing more than one culture, even if it's not a lot, it teaches you how to be open-minded. Just because now I know about the Vietnamese culture and I know about the American culture, I am able to be more accepting of every other culture.
Tam illustrates with a familiar example, reactions from people experiencing traditional ethnic foods they've never seen before.
You know, I don't go around saying, ew, what are you eating? That looks gross.
She says her family's close connection to their Vietnamese background makes her more likely to be sensitive to other cultures and keep an open mind. Although the Lee family celebrates things like the 4th of July and Thanksgiving, Tam says she's also proud to celebrate the Lunar New Year with Vietnamese traditions like blessing the elders.
Generally, children who are innocent bless the elder, and the elderly, in return, would give a lucky red envelope that has some money inside. And I feel like sometimes the kids who are raised here, all they think about is, oh my God, I get a red envelope on New Year's. But they don't know the reason behind it. Whereas I go up to an elder and bless them the correct way. Say, you know, I wish you good fortune and good health and to be happy for the rest of your life. Something along those lines in Vietnamese.
That, she says, makes the interaction more genuine.
It's more real. You know, it's the same interaction they would have had with the kids in Vietnam. Whereas here, I've seen it before with my own eyes. They would repeat the things that their parents say to their grandparents, and all they're thinking about is that red envelope. They don't have that same connection and understanding that my sisters and I do when we go through that same blessing.
The youngest of the three, Khan, suggests there is an even greater benefit to her parents' sacrifice. She looks her mother in the eye and tells her exactly what it means to grow up under the care of selfless parents.
Mom, I know that you had a really rough childhood, and I know that you just want the best for us. So seeing how hard you work every day makes me want to work even harder. I want to thank you for everything you do every day, and I want you to be less stressed, get more sleep, and be happy. I love you.
Baklian Lee smiles happily. She is proud of the life and the family she has established here in Richmond, Virginia, by way of Vietnam. For Virginia Currents, I'm Saraya Wintersmith, WCBE News.
Find more stories, photos, and videos in our local series, Vietnam, Virginia Remembers, at ideastations.org/Vietnam War.